Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Well, some of you may know this, and some of you may not. A few days after covering the March on Washington, I went to an urgent care office for a routine COVID-19 test. It was negative, but what they did find out about me was that they suspected I had high blood pressure. And that was an extremely unpleasant surprise, but I felt just fine. Still, they sent me to an emergency room against my better wishes. Well, that turned into an overnight hospital stay, and afterwards, I was forced to face an issue that I did not know I had. Well, tonight, this cautionary tale has prompted us to have this conversation about men's health. What do you need to know? What are you ignoring? And what do you need to do about it if you find out that something is wrong? Well, my guests are Dr. Mark Johnson, chair of the Department of Community and Family Medicine at Howard University. Also, Kawan Glover. He's the author of the book, Favor, How Stroke, Struggle, and Surgery Helped Me Find My Life's Purpose. If you have a comment or a question about this, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet me at HFisherWHUR, or you can find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Kawan and Dr. Johnson, thank you both for joining the conversation.
Thank you, Harold, for having me.
Absolutely. Dr. Johnson. Yeah, hi, how are you? So I want to start with you, Kawan, because everyone, you know, has a story. And this high blood pressure thing was a bit of a surprise for me. But your situation was much, much more severe, and you were much, much younger than I when you discovered that you had some serious issues, three brain surgeries, a stroke, and so much more. What was going on with you, and how old were you when you discovered the problem?
Yeah, so this all began in 2014. I was at the age of 20 when you, and I'm sure most of your audience can relate, you're not concerned about your physical health. I felt invincible. I felt like nothing could ever go wrong with me. But I discovered that summer of 2014 that I had a mass in my brain called a cavernous malformation, and it started to disrupt my balance, and it started to really affect me not only physically but mentally. And it was a long-fought battle, and I had two more brain surgeries, a stroke, some other mental health issues to arise after all that. And 6 years later, I'm talking to you right now, and these are some of the things I cover in my book. And that is a little bit of my journey. I'm not going to give you the long-winded version, but just it was a difficult battle, but I did end up overcoming it all.
You know, one of the things in kind of looking at your, you know, the public health history that, you know, that you've shared is, as you said, you were 21 years old and you had, you know, these issues. Were there any signs in your life prior to any of this coming to the fore that may have given you some insight into what was happening?
Honestly, no. I did have some. I had, when I was growing up, I think in high school, I had shingles. So I like to tell people maybe I have the Benjamin Button effect and I'm aging backwards. So I get a lot of conditions that are probably more commonly seen in people older than me, but there were no real signs. And what I come to find out is that I may have had this mass all my life, but the conditions I created, the stress, the mental health, all the issues that I bottled down, being a black man, we're not taught to really deal with those things. So it created the perfect storm to allow that mass to burst. And it just took three times to really get at it and get it out of here.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about men and health and really taking a moment to focus on what's going on with you and what you need to do to act upon it if you find out that something isn't quite right. Dr. Johnson, talk to me about you know, kind of the, you know, the mindset that we often find with men as it relates to illnesses, whether they are in their 20s or someone, you know, like me, who is what they say, a man of a certain age.
Well, you and I have met, and I'm a man of a more of an age than you, so I almost want to tell you to hush up, but the thing is this: we take our health for granted. As long as it doesn't bother us, we don't bother it. When in fact there is a lot that we could actively do to improve our health, to monitor our health. And I think the message of your program tonight is that African-American men need to not take their health for granted and to proactively see a physician, get the appropriate screenings, and just adopt a more healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Why do you believe that men give illnesses, chronic or otherwise, so much pushback?
You know, part of it is being stoic. You know, we as a people have suffered a lot in this country. We have endured a lot, and if something happens, we tend to say we can endure a little bit more, rather than looking at it, evaluating it, and seeing what we can do about it.
You know, I will tell you, you know, one of the things that happened, because as I said, when, you know, I went to urgent care, because you can just walk in without having to make an appointment for a COVID test. And, you know, at the March on Washington, we were in close quarters, 6 feet. How about 6 inches? I mean, people were close. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I decided to get the exam. But the thing that was so interesting was that the doctor came in and started asking me all of these questions that had nothing whatsoever to do with COVID. And then when I asked her about my COVID test, and she said, oh, that's negative, but what is your blood pressure normally? And I told her, and she said, I need you to go to the emergency room. And I said, why? I feel fine. And she said, yeah, I really do need you to go to the emergency room. She's wearing a mask, I'm wearing a mask, and you know, she gave me that look, you know, just blinking her eyes, you know, that.
The look behind the mask.
The look behind the mask, you know, and, you know, my daughter gives me that look sometimes. So, and it was at that point that I went. And so, you know, I think that I had to take a moment, because since I've been hosting this show, we talk about this over and over and over again, particularly as it relates to black men, about being more attentive to your health. Because I remember saying to her, I don't have time to go to the emergency room. I have work to do. And it was an important day in the news, but every day is. But I, you know, in hindsight, I'm glad I went, had another COVID test. It was negative. Took all of these tests, stress tests, and all of these other kinds of things, and realized that this was something that I really had to focus on. And that's why we're doing the show. As I said, this, we really need to put this message, you know, out in the universe for men, that no matter how big your ego is, how strong you are, how youthful you are, how many muscles you have, that you need to go and see your physician. And I would argue now more than ever before, you know, Kawan, we are in the midst of a pandemic, and you, you know, have a history of very, very serious health concerns. How have you maneuvered with trying to stay healthy during this difficult time?
Well, there's 2 points I want to make there. I have to be overly cautious because I'm not sure how my immune system has been affected with foreign objects being present in my body. I am taking all the proper precautions, the masks, the gloves, the hand sanitizers, and things of that nature, but I'm also worried about the people I'm around. What are they doing? Who are they being around? And it, it, it can give you a little bit of paranoia. So, you know, you get the COVID test and you settle within yourself that you've done all you can do. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And that was a lesson I had to learn after all the conditions. And another thing I want to address that I'd be really remiss if I wasn't addressing the current political climate. I have a very intimate relationship with the current healthcare system. And Harold, I'll tell you, Dr. Johnson, I was saddled with a $1.2 million medical debt after all was said and done. And if it had not been for the way the health system is set up and insurance, I would not be here having this conversation with both of you. And I want to say directly to your audience, this vote is very important because I can change the makeup of the landscape. And I think that is an issue that is very important to me, and it probably is important to a lot of your listeners. So get out there and vote, but also be cautious and take care of yourself because this is a pandemic and it's not a hoax.
Indeed. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about men and their health, what they need to know about what's going on with them and how best to focus on it. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you have an experience that you'd like to share with us, please give us a call again at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. One other thing about insurance, and you know, certainly this is, you know, this is my personal feeling. You know, for those of us who have health insurance and, you know, working at Howard University, I pay a lot for health insurance, but I also have some of the best health insurance that I have ever had in my life. And my attitude about that is if you have it, that means you're paying for it. So go ahead and use it. And that's something else that you really need to do. And Dr. Johnson, I'd love to have you, you know, chime in on it. You know, for the, you know, for those of us who have, you know, work sponsored insurance, you really need to, you know, when open season comes up, you need to look at that, Dr. Johnson.
I agree, but I would take that one step further because most of the insurance companies now, not only do they take care of you when you're sick, but they also have wellness programs. You know, and so the program that we have at Howard, for example, will give you a coach. We'll pay you to get certain preventive tests done. If you need help with your diet, you can get that. And so there are all of these resources available to us, and it's incumbent that we use it.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that has been over the years very, very rewarding because, yeah, you know, you go in and you use your insurance and, you know, there is, it lets you know that there is a safety blanket, particularly when there are so many disparities out there that, again, we have been talking about for so long, particularly as it relates to, you know, the Black community. And even now, Dr. Johnson, the issue of disparities continues to be critical, a critical part of the conversation.
Well, right now, the big epidemic that we're dealing with, the pandemic, is COVID, is filled with the disparities. And so the issue that African Americans are more likely to die of COVID, they're more likely to get COVID, is crucial to our continuity. And so when the physician came into the office to ask you about these other things, when you were there for a COVID test, one of the things that was in the back of her mind is that if you have hypertension, you have increased risk of COVID. If you have heart disease, you have increased risk of COVID. If you are obese, you have increased risk from COVID. And so it all comes together.
It really does. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tonight we're having a conversation about men's health. What's going on with you? What you need to do to focus on it and to make sure that you are living the healthiest life possible. This is a conversation for men. However, we certainly invite women to reach out during the course of this conversation as well to talk about the men that they love and that they care about, or, you know, men who have partners who want to be, you know, supportive of, you know, the people in, you know, in your life, whether it's, you know, a significant other or whether it's a family member. You know, this is, you know, particularly important. So, like I said, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I've got a couple of minutes before the break, but one of the other things that we really do need to talk about, Kawan, is that this issue created difficulties, health issues beyond just the stroke and the brain surgeries. You had some mental health challenges as a result.
Yes, that's correct. And when you are at that age and you have this expectation for the way your life is supposed to go along, I came from a two-parent household. I was an athlete in high school. I had no worries or qualms about my future. And I even boxed my first semester at the University of Maryland. So when this all began to happen, there was a clashing of my reality and my expectation of my life. And that caused a storm in my mind that led me to endless bouts of depression, anxiety. It just suicidal ideations, one attempt, and I just, my world was warped and turned upside down because, again, the expectation of where I would be, who I was, what I was going to be. You know, I wanted to be president of the United States, and then I wanted to be on Wall Street. And now I'm talking to you and having a great conversation and discussion about mental health because of the way my life has transpired. I think with this COVID pandemic, you definitely want to pay attention to the political landscape, the laws that are passed. You want to pay attention to the people you're hanging around and your body. But also, as men, as black men especially, in our community, we do not emphasize mental health and emotional well-being. I think that's a very important part of the conversation. And to your listeners out there, it's okay to not be okay, but there's help out there for you.
Stay with us. I'm going to take a quick break, but lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Gene from Maryland, we're talking to you next. But first, the original Quiet Storm with John Mons is coming up next on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm looking forward to talking to you, so stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about men and their health, what they need to know to figure out what's going on with them, to make positive changes, and to make sure that they are focusing on living their best, healthy life. My guests are Dr. Mark Johnson, Chair of the Department of Community and Family Medicine at Howard University, and Kawan Glover, author of the book, Favor, How Stroke, Struggle, and Surgery Helped Me Find My Life's Purpose. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Gene, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to find out if you guys were covering any of the, age-appropriate screenings that men should be tending to based on, you know, how old they are, you know, as they start going in for their annual checkups and things along those lines.
Go right ahead, Dr. Johnson.
Yes. Well, you've already mentioned the most important one, and that is getting screened for high blood pressure. High blood pressure is more prevalent in the black community. It can be more serious. It leads to heart attacks, strokes, and kidney disease. And so we call it the silent killer because it does not have pain. So you need to go to the drugstore, go to the physician's office somewhere, and get your blood pressure checked. Secondly, I would say you need to have your weight checked. If your weight is excessive to what it should be for your height, then that puts you at risk for high blood pressure, for diabetes, for stroke and for a heart attack. And so knowing what your BMI, which is body mass index, is important. Thirdly, I would say that you want to get checked for colorectal cancer at age 50. Everyone should have a test for colorectal cancer that will allow us to cure the cancer before it spreads. Someone I know is going to bring up getting screened for prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is not as clear as colorectal cancer, but indeed, if you have any symptoms at all, as far as your urine is concerned, you should get checked for prostate cancer.
But before we let Gene go, I do want to bring up this one thing, because we lost Chadwick Boseman weeks ago, and he had colon cancer, and he was diagnosed at 39. So what do you say to people who are now questioning, the guys who are 45 or the guys who are 38 or 39 or 40 and are looking at, the Chadwick Boseman story and wondering, do I need to be screened now when the recommendation isn't for another 10 years or so?
Well, I actually served on the committee that made those recommendations for 4 years. And so I know what the scientific base of those recommendations are. And in fact, when I was on the committee, I actually tried to do the math to look at some of the problems that that occurred with higher frequency in African Americans to see if I could demonstrate that the math would justify screening at an earlier age. And the math did not turn out. So my answer to that question is, if you get screened 10 years early, 15 years earlier, there's not a lot of harm to that other than the cost and the inconvenience of going through the screening. I think what's more important, though, is we should not neglect the symptoms when we do have them. Because if we have a little stomach ache and it's there tomorrow and we put it off and then the next thing you know, it's the next month, and then the stomach ache is worse, and then we see blood in our stool, that's the type of thing that is really hurting us. When we have the symptoms, we don't listen to our body talking to us and go to the doctor.
Gene, thank you so much for that. Kawan, did you have a comment about that?
Yeah, I think the last thing Dr. Johnson was saying, just responding and being aware of your body, there are a lot of times where, at the age of 20, when things were going awry, I was like, unless I'm dying, I'm not going to the doctor, I'm not going to the hospital, I'm not paying for an appointment that I feel like I don't need. So now, as I've grown a little bit older, I become more aware and in tune with my body. So it's very important to catch those things early, because if I had waited too long, I may not be able to have this conversation. I think, you have a lot of pride as a man, as a black man. Oh, I'll be fine. I'll just work through this. And then things get worse, and then you're in a much worse off situation. So, again, being in tune with your body, understanding that small things could turn into bigger things if you just don't get them checked. So I said to your audience, please go get them checked.
Yes, absolutely. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about men and health and how to make sure they can stay in tune with what's going on with themselves and live their best healthy life. So, Kawan, how did you begin to overcome this issue? You mentioned, quite transparently before the break about, suicidal ideations you want to attempt, and you struggled with opioid addiction. I mean, you had a lot going on with you.
Yeah, Harold, I've definitely run the gambit, for lack of a better term. But the thing about it is that it doesn't start – the physical injury, the physical recovery is actually the easiest part. It's what happens after you get home from the hospital, after nobody's really calling and checking on you, after they're seeing you walk around and they think you're okay. The internal battle really turns up up another notch. And what I had to do was, first I had to get over my own guilt. I had to get out of my own way. I believed I was the cause of the condition. I believed I was the reason people are worried and upset and the reason my family had to pay so much money. I had to let go of that. And then I had to find techniques to root myself in the present moment. I created a gratitude practice, a morning routine, and these things I had to be, I'm naturally disciplined, but I had to ensure and reaffirm myself that things happen for a reason. And then I had to, the last mindset change was that I used to ask myself, why me? And this isn't fair and it shouldn't happen to me. And then one of the things I've learned is that when you ask your mind bad questions, you get bad answers. So I started asking myself, why not me? And then I realized this all happened to me, not for my well-being, but for the benefit of others, so I could write this book favor and I can share this story and give us inspiration and hope to get over their dark times. You know, I've been through the muck and I know what it looks like, and now I'm here to share my story so others can be, you know, they can be reaffirmed and know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is always hope. It just takes a little time.
You know, one of the things that happened after I got out of the hospital, and I think you realize, you know, and let me be really clear. You know, I got out. I mean, I rolled out of there. I drove home. I was fine. But my doctor said, stay home. Sit still. Okay. And make some changes. So first thing, I stopped eating red meat. I am not anti-red meat. I love a steak. Anybody who follows me on Instagram, let me tell you. I can do a steak now, okay? But I stopped it, and I stopped cooking with salt and, you know, more vegetables and really trying to focus on weight loss. But one of the things that happened is my fraternity brothers, upon seeing my social media posts about this, they started doing accountability text messaging and calls to make sure that, you know, the guys that I, you know, that I pledge with, you know, Kwan, I know you're an alpha. I forgive you for that. I wear the crimson and cream, but whatever organization you have and whatever friends you have in your circle, Dr. Johnson, how important is it to have accountability partners when you're trying to be healthy?
Well, I'll use the term social network. If you're trying to accomplish something good for your health and you can share the support from your social network to heighten your motivation, that is the second best thing that you can have. And so I said that on purpose so that you would ask me, well, then what's the number one best thing?
Well, you go ahead and I'll just let you run with that. How about that?
The best thing, of course, is to have a good partner. You know, and if you have a life partner that's going to support you and you're going to support that life partner, and you're going to travel through life together, whether it's holding hands when you walk around the block or going on a trip or visiting your children and your grandchildren, you know, having that type of relationship is fulfilling and is very, very healthy.
But Dr. Johnson, not everybody has the blessing of having a life partner.
Well, some of us should ask the question, why not?
I think that's another show. But
bring me on for that one.
Yeah, maybe not. But I think that, you know, but and that's why I say that beyond the life partner piece, because not everybody has that. And which is why I used the, you know, example of my fraternity brothers, who, you know, some of them are married, some of them are not. But all of them, you know, are men that are focused on, you know, their health. And if, you know, you have one who is, you know, texting and saying, this is what I'm doing today. What, do you, you know, what are you doing? Did you take your walk? Did you do your run? Did you lift weights today? You know,
did you have a piece of fruit?
Did you do your Bible study?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever those things happen to be that will contribute to the whole sense of health that, that we all need to focus on. I think that for those who do not have life partners, and it may not be, you know, fraternity brothers. It may be other family members. It may be a sister. It may be a brother. It may be someone in your church study group. I know, for example, there are, you know, many churches, even in the midst of the pandemic, that still have health/fitness ministries. And again, those kind of accountability partners that are really, really key to making sure that when all of this is over, that we will be fine and fit enough to return to the pews, for example.
I certainly don't disagree. I just want to emphasize that the importance of having support in your life is good. Trying to do it all alone is not so good.
Well, that is a good place to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk to Kawan about where this journey has led him at this point. What has he learned about his physical health, his mental health, and what advice can you give to those who are your age as well as those who are him? Of a certain age. We're talking about men's health tonight. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about men's health and what you can do to focus on what's going on with you and to make sure that you are living your best healthy life. Kawan, was there a turning point for you in the many health struggles that you've had? And if there was, what was it? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, there were several turning points. I think early on, I had an experience after being in rehabilitation. One of the last things we do at the rehabilitation facility is actually go out to the community and see if you'll be able to operate. And one of the tasks we're assigned is handling money. And we were in the gift shop, actually right by the Martin Luther King Memorial. And I was in line, there was a person in front of me, and there was a guy in my court in line, he was having difficulty with the money. And the woman in front of me let out this growl that gave off the air of frustration, and she felt inconvenient. And that was a perspective shift to understand that, was I viewing people that didn't have all their functions, and was I viewing people with disabilities a different way? And I had to really step back and say, wow. People are often looking at other people as the other, not knowing their circumstances or their situations or where they come from. That was a big one. And then the last one I just had, it was actually in August 22nd of this year. I do a lot of journaling, and I was actually able to write officially, this is the first time since it all began in 2014 that I felt whole. And I was everything that I felt against myself, against other people, against this whole situation was alleviated, and I feel whole. And that was developed just because I developed gratitude and being acceptance for where I am physically and understanding this is my reality and accepting that, understanding, hey, this happened to me, but it's given me something greater than any gift I've ever been given.
Can you give our listeners an idea of your actual physical condition right now? What, you know, what is working the way that you want it to work? What is not? Kind of give me an overview of how you are.
Yeah, so I don't think anything isn't working the way I want it to. I mean, it could always be better, but I've accepted where I am, and I'm going to continue to get better and move towards full healing. But if I were to put it on a percentage scale, the left side of my body is 100% functional. On the left side of my face, however, there's no feeling. There's no feeling on the left side of my mouth or on my tongue, and that's about it. And then on the right side of my body, I'm probably operating about 50-60%. So it was a difficulty walking and difficulty using my right hand, which is my dominant side. But again, I reached a point of acceptance, and I don't see myself as disabled. I'm just able to do things differently, and that feels good to me.
So, you know, Dr. Johnson, this is certainly a remarkable story as it relates to Kawan, particularly being someone who is still very young and does have, you know, many years, you know, ahead of him. But for, you know, for the older guys who are listening to this and feeling absolutely fine, and if they don't have an accountability partner or a mate or what have you, let's say a guy who is 42 or something like that, if he wants to decide to do something about his health starting tomorrow, what is the recommendation for the very first series of things that he should do?
The first thing to do is to make an appointment to see your clinician. Go there, have an assessment, get your blood work, get your heart listened to, get your blood pressure checked, and if you get a comprehensive examination, you should come out of there knowing where you stand. And then once you know where you stand, then you can make plans for improvement. So I talked about having a life partner, you know, as part of your team, but you should also have a primary care physician as a part of your team. And that person can help guide you to sustain good health.
One of the other things that, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, right now, and certainly we could do an entire show on, you know, what we put in our bodies and the like, but can you give me some information about vitamins, supplements, and the like? You know, even in casual conversation, Dr. Johnson, I'm constantly hearing people say, you know, you need to take vitamins and the like, and there are just so many out there that you don't know where to begin. What is your suggestion?
Right now, I would say that all the food that we eat, and in this country we eat too much, very few of us have vitamin D deficiencies. The one exception to that that is becoming more important is vitamin D. And African-Americans are more likely to have a vitamin D deficiency than the rest of the population.
Why is that?
Well, it's because we don't absorb, you know, from the sun like others do, because of our skin color. And this is more important because there's now epidemiologic data to suggest that the severity of illness with COVID is greater in people who have a vitamin D deficiency. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I went to my doctor, and my doctor did a vitamin D test on me, and I told her, you know, don't even worry about it, and it came back very low, and I've been taking vitamin D ever since.
What does vitamin D do for the body?
We have information in animal models that it promotes the immune system. So get a vitamin D test done. If we do it all the time in my office, and I'm surprised. Well, I'm actually no longer surprised by how many people come back with a low level. And like I suggested, the epidemiologic data says that low vitamin D is predicts more severe symptoms in patients who have COVID-19.
Interesting. I only have a few minutes left, but, you know, Kawan, I'll let you have, you know, the last word on men's health and what you recommend for guys moving forward.
Yeah, so I want to speak directly to your audience. For the men out there listening, there is this pride, this bravado we carry around within ourselves that often leads us to make decisions that are not in our health and in our future's best interest. So get those checkups. Check in with the therapist if you can, you know, you're fortunate enough to be able to have one. Also, I think the community in general needs to be aware of the political landscape, because we can have all the checkups and all the appointments and be aware of our health, but if the laws have changed, then we won't be able to capitalize on them because they're not in our favor. I think, you know, as a young man growing up, I think it was a lot of hubris, again, a lot of ego, and a lot of ignorance. Talking to people like Dr. Johnson and getting a full understanding of what's actually happening with your body, what's actually happening with this pandemic, what's actually happening in general, I think is a very key component. And guys, we just don't educate ourselves, so we are unaware of what's actually happening. One of the things I learned that was probably the biggest lesson is patience. A lot of time people are rushing into things and doing things, and that was the biggest detractor in my own story, rushing into doing, not taking time to recognize your body. So it's just, you have to have a certain level of discernment, a certain level of patience, a certain level of discipline, become aware of all those factors. One thing I want to say, and I always say this when I talk to anyone, no matter how dark times seem, no matter how uncertain things are, the darkest night always comes for the brightest morning. And the morning will come, not when you want it to, but the sun will always rise just when you need it.
I think that's a great way to end this conversation. Dr. Mark Johnson and Kawan Glover, thank you both for sharing with us this evening. And Kawan, you know, certainly, big prayers for you as you continue to recover and look to live your best healthy life. I'm glad that you're still around, man, to promote this message.
Thank you for having me, Earl. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for spending time with us again.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum for this Monday, September 28th. I'm Harold Fisher. Now, stay tuned for Unheard with Wes Hall. Good night.